Sunday when I went to church, I had about 54. It appeared to be about 50% black and 50% white. Is that about the way the membership are?
Well, I would say more like 40% white.
Several supports, five, and now.
got his card and printed it up as a running back, and then had his picture taken from one of our older back members.
That's right, I have a
I can't stand it.
You know what? The old dial's better. You know how many times I make mistakes?
Oh,
it's worse than the... I know why I was never a bookkeeper. I can't on a calculator. So you better off with the dial.
I
am faster from this.
I have the same problem.
What is that? What's that?
I don't know what it is.
Psychological block. I know exactly
what 9980. I don't have it yet. I don't have it. Why you?
I know exactly where the 7 is on that circuit. Oh, no, sure. I know where the ABCs are, but I got to look at that. Look.
Thank you. And all you have to do is do the debt service for 1 year. Hopefully it won't be 3 million.
Hopefully it'll be more.
The bet?
No. Yeah. No. The benefit would be to be able to sell it for more.
A year from now. Seattle clearly will buy it.
Miles away. I know on one particular occasion you did it. You sent me the message by Helen and Joyce. But I still don't... knowing all this, and knowing that you are the Savior, I still don't understand the anarchy that's in me. And I do have anarchy in me, and I fight it continually. I get a strong urge to run, to get away. But I feel an obligation to you to keep me from doing it.
Mr. Mitchell, I feel a strong urge ever since I was soon as responsible as a child to run, but that you can't keep the birds off and stay flying over your head, but you can keep them from nestling in your hair. I never will run, and that's the thing. You have that urge, but you have that responsibility. You feel it to me, I feel it to you. I feel it to the people.
I get extremely upset with what I call nickel and dime bullshit. And Jeff is the greatest one for this. And I just hope that if Jeff continues with the commitment, that he'll stop it. I believe this might help me in some of my anarchy too, because right now there's a lot of anarchy in me, or hostility that's directed towards Jeff, because the other night I thought I heard a hell of a lot of nickel and dime bullshit, and it has bothered me a great deal. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, I relate to what Charlie's saying. And, I've been thinking over the past few days of the same thing that he said, you know, wanting to run away from responsibility. And I feel that my commitment lies down here, and I'm going to stay here and work. I'm trying to learn something right now that'll make me more useful, so instead of like being an asshole that thinks I know a little bit about everything, I'm going to learn how to do something and be productive in the process. And I really appreciate, I don't know, I was thinking about this today. I don't think I really appreciate being a member of People's Temple. I'm trying to. I know that, like, I don't feel guilty enough about making Greg leave. I know I might be saying this from my image, but I also know what I was thinking about today was some people don't have the opportunity to be in this church, and I don't understand exactly why you have been so merciful to me, because I think other people have been put on probation or suffered punishment for doing less than that. And I'm going to have to start taking this seriously, because I really don't want to get something serious happen to me. That's just wanting to save my ass, but also anyway, I intend to work out my problems down here. Stop the negativity. Bring what I have to the meetings, to the people that are in charge, and coordinate through the proper channels. And I'm going to start. I will do it. I'm going to do written schedules of my work and things like this. I will do this, not just put it off.
I think that's your camaraderie duty to do that, so that he will feel less hostility. It's also his duty not to allow whatever feeling he may have towards you to cloud his health perspective. It's easy to do, because you both got to relate to each other and relate on a proper foundation, I expect, and demand. No more comments from anybody. Behind their back and nitpicking out of the way. Certainly, everybody is capable of error from the top down, this organization all the way back to the States, but point it out to them in a way that they can hear you rather than get it second hand or third hand, or in some cases never at all. That applies to a lot that has gone on in the past.
Do you feel better at all, Charlie?
We'll talk more tomorrow. Yes, I feel better.
I don't know. I've bullshitted people for so long, I don't even know right now. I think I'm sincere, but I feel like I'm sincere.
It's trouble with people, they have to watch that. If they've been able to get by with it, that's why you need to nail them. And I think even, it was said by Paula, they don't know it, they don't realize it. They think they get by until you nail them. Even though she was doing fine work and was doing noble things for the cause, but it's a certain way of manipulating the office, and people think that I don't see it. And people try that on others, and if they can't get by with it, they think they get by with it. That's where anyone underestimates the group intelligence. You may happen to have more brains than one or another in one or another in a group, but you sure won't. As Lincoln said it ably, he said, I don't know what he said, probably one of his slaves said it, but it came down handed to him that you could fool some of the people some of the time. Well, I don't know what the hell he said, I don't know, philosopher. You got the message, you know, you remember it. Right. There's no need to be a philosopher, but you can't fool all the people all the time. If you got 8 people, 5 people, 3 people, you're just not going to fool all the people all the time. And all of you realize that when it gets to bullshit, and we have an feeling to, I'm not speaking to Jeff, but in general, when you express feeling, express it from the heart, because people know what it's bullshit. And if you, where you have, express it, you know, be sincere about it. That was the best thing I heard you say, you bullshit so long. People point it out to him because it's become a habit. It's like an addiction. There's a lot of people I know like that bullshit. I have to cross a number of people. Chris, who's capable of great things and does great things, he is a bullshitter, and I can nail him every time he'll bullshit. He starts out bullshitting, and he just tries it and tries it and tries it. And he's improving now to some degree that I can nail him, you know, earlier and get some change in the pattern.
Well, I think, I hope Jeff has come to realize, he made a comment today that makes me think that maybe he has, that when you live, as you said the last time you were here, we're living under the closest communal conditions of any place in the whole world. That we've all got to know each other rather well, I don't think. Maybe Jeff knows now that he can't bullshit any. Bullshit any of us, really. Or as Father just said, maybe you can bullshit some of us. All of us are responsible.
However, has more enthusiasm about being a friend of all.
None of us all the time. We're not all of us all the time.
Not spoken. He always spoke well of America and its people.
I know that every time I think you know that every time I think you're bullshit. I mean, I tell you,
people.
I wish everybody else could be in it. Maybe it would help you. But
reliable.
Right on his spot.
So many sources.
And every time I've told him, he's admitted that either he was or he wasn't. We got an argument further running. Bullshit.
One of their borders trying
to that point was settled. We went on from there.
Harass this country where our mission station is. Make that credit, not credit. But otherwise, I think the last
one. We're working on it.
Yet there's still some things.
I appreciate it. And I appreciate you.
It's
the hell out of it. I was too chicken shit. I was thinking that I should have been the first one to stand up. And I was too chicken shit to get on the floor. No, I'm not.
Folks, you need some help.
Okay.
You need some help here, so we can help you.
No, I was just going to give those instructions to Paul.
Okay.
You mentioned, something about where's Patrick's children. You'd say something about a week or so. Is there any other thing you'd say?
I didn't say it to that in a week or so. I said, we're our pastor's children. That means that all of you that make arrangement with the funds, convert the funds, carry as much money as you can, come back to the country.
Okay.
We had another message left, you know, one time, too, that was something else. What was that? I don't even know.
Annie loves you. Huh? I think it was Annie loves you.
Annie loves you, yeah. I think we'll stick with Pat's children some way, various forms of Pat's children we should have. Now, where are Pat's children? That means come to us. Pat's children should have some peace. That would mean head towards that other point. You know, the other point.
So, Sharon, are you writing?
Well, I won't do them any good. You people here need to be.
Well, I know.
There's a place in between that you go to where you can have some peace. Pat's children, something's right, though, on flight. Pat's children should have some peace.
That's the interim.
That's the interim.
And the other one was, where are Pat's children?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, we want you to come home. Where are our Pat's children? We say the women and the women, if the women and the children should have some the Pat's.
I have. When you're coming down here. I know that with you having to keep your organization alive, you only, that I would feel it would be practically impossible for you to come down here.
It is, that's very empathetic, son. I don't know how I did get down here. People have such a miserable way of acting up. And then forces outside of our group, you know, would try to do harm to us. Shows I certainly love you and believe in this mission. Obviously not a mission for traitors or any paranoia right runs in your mind. I don't come down, I wouldn't come down for 27 traitors. You know what I mean? I wouldn't come down for 27 traitors. I wouldn't come down to a mission that had no purpose or no glorious significance. It just doesn't make any sense. Too bad Greg didn't see through that on his own right. Go ahead.
The feelings, some of the feelings that I have inside of me, they're much, very much capitalistic oriented and based, is that I will start, and I feel I have started to overcome them. So any such time that you want us or you are asking us to come back, that there won't be any ties or binds with me to stay or to do anything else.
What do you mean? What are you about?
Relationships.
Oh, believe your wife to come to fight, yes.
Because I know from what you have said, that the only true relationship is a socialist relationship. And I believe that.
You know, by the same token, if we made such a call, our children would have all been sent, and our companions would have all been sent. They would be. We wouldn't be asking of you what we were not doing ourselves. I felt that, but you didn't ask for that, but that should be made clear. It would be a reciprocal plan. And if we call you, say, we're our Pat's children, we see no purpose of that. The survival, in that sense, is not possible. And it may be a positive thing that indeed there is a remote chance for victory, or a bigger chance for victory. And the more bodies, the merrier. But it's good that you would say that, because relationships have damned more people, never, never, never fail to teach Bolivia the day might have overthrown a terrible dictatorship. Guerrilla warfare was going on, jungle warfare was going on at a very extensive rate. Guevara had been married 5 times. Finally thought he'd found the marriage, the love of his life, and he allowed that idiotic woman to get him out in the moonlight for romantic nonsense with a cigar in his mouth. And all the troops, he had no sense, he lost his sense of balance, all because of the relationship. And they wiped out the entire revolutionary element of Bolivia. And to this day, Bolivia remains one of the most oppressed regimes, one of the most fascist regimes in the world.
Supposedly on the payroll of the Creative Life Institute and have been for more than a year.
Which is quality Rooney type.
That's what the opposition. And then the opposition found a fellow scientist who supposedly sourced their information for this year-long observation of the change in the PG&E marks 3 of their top people, 1 scientist and 2 other guys. Last week, talked to me. They got a copy of my newsletter. I did a 4-page newsletter. So they came up to try to straighten me out. And let me tell you, they have spent money that you will not believe. The kind of slick, beautiful literature that they had, and the arguments, and the scientists that they had all across the nation.
They were given the green light, of course, as much as they want. I think Sonny made a big mistake.
If Hayden had one moderate Democrat that could contest the vote on that side, he'd have a good chance of winning. But as long as it stays Hayden versus Connie, too many people are going to treat Hayden as some kind of mess. It's unfair, political system, but that's what's going to happen. And arguing with those guys from PG&E, it was kind of fun. Because all I did was take everything that I remembered from a fictional account of a nuclear plant explosion. Hopefully, you tell them. And they felt the necessity to challenge every issue. From the fictional account of what happened when a nuclear power run away. And that's what sealed my faith and my own position. You know, if you spend your time discussing the fiction,
I got a photo that I mentioned a book twice. It could never happen because we could never put 4 nuclear reactors together. We might have spotted the new one first. According to Dave Perlman, our scientist, the engineer of technology, that's the only wrong with the second one. Or reactor two. Otherwise, that's the reactor. What would happen if the nuclear reactor was wild?
Well, they virtually admit everything's in there, except they say that they have now designed a system that will not allow it to meet in the manner in which it was meant in that book. That book apparently must be required reading for those. Because they were as hip to the book as I was.
You need to be against anything that might work and say people might against the oil and people off our back.
I don't know what they're responsible for.
Was that?
Agency with 20 people on the staff. He says you can imagine how overloaded
your switchboard is between 9 and 11 in the morning as these guys get ready to make their daily.
They don't give more than three numbers,
though, do they? Oh, no, they'll give you any unlimited.
I was told that I found three numbers.
Oh, yeah, the guy told me that you get unlimited. This guy says that with 30 calls. You don't have to look up 30 numbers. All he has to say is, I don't have a phone.
I asked for more numbers on the operator, so I can only get an operator with David. It's so crazy.
I don't even take a plane.
I try not to use information.
He is a very sympathetic to what they're going to come from. They start using their phone. I think their phone service is incredibly good.
It's better than any place else.
I'm not around that much. Certainly, yes. But even in the Western European nations,
the
industrial
building, I suppose. You know what the Japanese currently selling? The Japanese are currently selling intra-house telephone systems. And under the law, Marvell cannot prohibit you from buying that system and connecting it to her system.
Like an intercom?
Yeah, it's an intercom operation, but it's all in-house. So if you had a large company, say you had the Transamerica building that had this one office for your company, and there were like 6,000 telephones, the telephone people who sell these telephones argue that it would be a lot cheaper for you to buy those one-time costs, and then from that point on, just connect up with Marvell, and it's a lot cheaper for you over the years. Well, Marvell and its electronic processor has apparently figured out some way to make that system not as effective. So there's quite an argument going on between Marvell and the makers, the manufacturers of those telephones, as to whether or not the electronic signals that they send through, can they in fact not reveal the nature of those signals to the manufacturer? So when the manufacturer's equipment comes, it automatically becomes defective. It's connected to Marvell.
$2,600 to get paid. So we looked up a radio on top of the antenna. We could talk to the agricultural mission very cheaply. We actually, all of our radio equipment in both places are cheaper than
you talk about radio telephone?
It's a ham.
Yeah, we have several ham. The people are so kind to us, they give you cash. They'll patch it for us. It's an emergency from the capital.
Yeah, the hams are all quite a big fan.
They really are. Yeah, one of the better things in America to see how well they'll cooperate with you. And the best thing is one of our workers over there, obviously, Southern.
You can patch all the way down.
You can patch all the way down.
I don't.
If you buy the station from someone else, you have to buy that particular and then you wait about 6 months. Someone else has to sell you their installation. The guy now has come late, so really, a neon.
Originally British.
Now, they're trying to take a third world war, getting along with everybody. It's tough for them. China and the Soviet Union, some of those are Chinese and Russians.
Great question.
Great.
Excuse me.
What's the best in Indiana with country? Well, they remember every country has a problem.
Well, the whole South America is a problem. Guyana is more, it being somewhat of a socialist leaning, it was amazing that we had that less scrutiny.
Why do you want to go overseas at all? Well,
there are a number of our people who feel that we are American. If the freeway of life is to continue, we better damn well do something about poverty abroad. We're going to see extremist governments right our way, taking over. And the bottom of the church is really interesting. Our region, the radicals are gone.
We have a local.
That's what our
family and each other do.
I have a lunch
on Sunday. I spoke brief remarks of the church as I was planning. Here we see Caesar Sunday reading Monday. I mentioned that I had to leave the church. And I was walking out. The church gives me $500 to take a seat. So when I walked down there and started making my eyes, I was in good shape.
Oh, yeah.
I got a good drink the church. I paid $14.
Oh, yes.
Do you know that Dr. Goodman, the DA, and the sheriff made up?
Yeah, well, the sheriff was, the DA was there when I got there. Yeah. Joe Frazier was speaking when I got there. I saw Joe.
You know Lynn Hodges, he has the ethnic.
Yeah. And then he told me not to give it in your name. So what I did here, I gave it in your name. No, but I gave it in your name and I matched it. I gave him $500 too, so we ended up giving him the grant.
We appreciate that you come to me directly with the personal problems. I can't imagine the legislature seven being able to get to. I appreciate that.
Why are you running out of food?
So often,
it's not that good. It's just right. That's so good, not too bad.
Just right.
Look at the overwhelming big letters that turn people off. They're the opposite of it. I can't understand the impression of loss with everything.
I read
tomorrow. Poll will be out in California and it shows where Wallace has dropped 14 points. He's dropped 4 points. Murdered
Jeffersonian concept. Government leads, government spends. Let's have our own provincial government so we can remain free over here.
And the other parts of the poll show that between Humphrey, Jerry Brown, and Ted Kennedy, that's where 64% of all Californians are. Between those three. Really, just
as Wallace is terribly popular in some
Democratic California.
Our bishop, the president of all of our denominations, is horribly popular.
Mary McGrory this morning, she's a piece about wall of speakers yesterday was in. And that's cool. Turning on the audience in an incredible way.
That's right.
Playing them very cleverly.
Right.
That is an elegantly. No, it's just impossible. We got to the buzzer.
And there is a climate
in the West that it could be.
Look at this.
This is a conservative. It is. Just be comfortable. Never go to a church. It might go to somebody that's equally as bad, but a lot more clever. No blatant person, whether right or left, will ever end up with the numbers. Nixon had to suppress all of his. And they never go to Joe Biden.
The key fact of the 72 election is the conviction of last year.
Incredible numbers. You know, he's higher in the polls than anybody except Wallace, Brown, or Humphrey. McGovern will be higher. Not doing very well, but he's higher than Harris. But that's not really significant, because what happens today in New Hampshire, what happens 2 weeks from now in Florida, what happens, you know, because McGovern was less than 2 percentage points at this very time in 1972.
I'm extremely concerned about what's happening to the government. I'm sure our church's next project, we're going to set $2,500.
Which one?
Sure. CBS said they only defend him in reference to their next year. I don't like this.
He tried two other news outlets.
The Times, he went to the Post, and they wouldn't touch it.
Finally, the Village Voice decided that they would. Apparently, there was some understanding.